Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. It's also October, and that means the baseball playoffs are here. Last night, the Tampa Bay Rays hit 4 home runs and beat the Oakland A's 5-1 in the American League wildcard game.
And now the A's are down to their final strike. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! And Houston, here we come!
That's Rays radio with the call as the Rays advance to play the Astros in the American League Division Series, which starts tomorrow. And today, the 2 National League Division Series begins. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst, and he hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, so, okay, the Tampa Bays have had the lowest payroll in baseball, just under $70 million. But teams like the Boston Red Sox, which has the highest payroll and can afford to recruit the best players, didn't even make the playoffs. How do you explain the Rays' success?
Well, that's what they always do. They never have a high payroll. In fact, they almost always have the lowest by far. They play in a decrepit stadium that can't even, get 30,000 people in there. So
really?
I guess they can't earn that much money. But they're clever. They're really smart. They find different ways. They find different advantages. A guy named Jonah Carey wrote a book called The Extra 2%, I was a very small percentage, about the advantages they eke out of things. And so it's not so, as an example, it's not true by the end of the year, but during the year, they did this thing called the opener. So you know how in baseball a closer comes in the last inning? They said, well, why do it that way? Let's flip it. Let's have a guy start the game but only pitch one inning. And it's the sort of thing that can save your pitcher's arms. And they're always doing things like this. They have a lot of young players, and those players get good. And then they go to another team and get more money and sometimes are a sinkhole of salary for those other teams. So the Rays are a plucky, clever team who will probably lose in this round.
Oh, no. Well, they also have this sensor equipment that provides this individualized performance data and biometrics and stuff like that. So they're inking out every little thing they can.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Oakland doesn't have a high payroll team either. But this was the A's 9th straight loss in a winner-takes-all game. I'm curious, what do you think about these winner-take-all wildcard games?
I hate them. And I hate
to
be an old grump, but I think I can make a logical case against them. It's not just because of tradition. A game, they can be exciting, and often they have been exciting. But excitement is not the only virtue that one wants from a playoff game. You also very much want it to advance the most deserving team. And when you play 162 games, one game represents, what, 0.6% of the overall season? So I could inject excitement into a lot of sporting events. What if the marathon, instead of being 26.2 miles of running, were 26 miles of running and then 0.2 miles of cartwheeling, that would be more exciting. Would that confer upon us the greatest marathoner? I think not. The games themselves are not fair. What it does is allow more teams to be in the playoff race. That makes the regular season more exciting. I get that, and we're not going away from it. So I'm going to have to learn to live with it and maybe think of other analogies.
Yeah, the National League Division Series start today. The St. Louis Cardinals play the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals take on the LA Dodgers. You know, there's always pressure in the playoffs, but the Dodgers haven't won a World Series in 31 years. The pressure is on, isn't it?
I guess, except their great players weren't alive then. Cody Bellinger's 24 and Kiki Hernandez is 28. And, you know, even Clayton Kershaw, their ace, who probably does have pressure on him because he's so good during the regular season and then sometimes is less than great or sometimes falls apart in the postseason. He was born, you know, 7 months before they won the World Series in 1988. I think the pressure comes with being an excellent team, by far the class of the National League. But then again, you know, I think the Twins have pressure and the Yankees have pressure and professional baseball players who are, you know, have the hopes of all their fans on their shoulders. They all have pressure.
Mm-hmm. What about these other teams in the National League playoffs? The Washington Nationals scored a big comeback win over the Milwaukee Brewers, right?
Right.
In the National League wildcard game the other night. What do you think?
Well, that series, the Cardinals, the Nationals, and the Braves, they're all fine teams, good teams, but you know, in the Dodgers, you have a 106-win team. And in the American League, in the Astros, you have a 107-win team. And in the Yankees, you have – and Twins, they both won over 100 games. So in a series that set the record for – in a season that set the record for most 100-win games, we would like to see one of those 100-win teams in the World Series. Three of them in the are the American League, and the Dodgers are the sole representatives in the National League.
Okay, very quickly, who do you like for the World Series?
I think let's say the Dodgers right now.
The Dodgers.
Why not? But baseball's the game that is most based on luck and vagary, and so you never know. A hot Nationals team aided by an error in right field could, you know, be our victors come late October.
There you go. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.